Right now, panel, though, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Charlie, the Museum of Sex in New York has unveiled a new sculpture of a prominent person. Here's how they describe the bust.
She is shown with her head held high, a youthful spirit, and a face matured by wisdom. Presented in a low-cut gown, her cleavage is on display, prominently portraying sexual power, which some people still consider too threatening.
So, whose sexually threatening cleavage will soon be on display at the Museum of Sex in New York City?
Elihu Root.
He's so hot.
Well, it being New York City and all, I would guess the is she the junior or senior senator?
Junior.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, indeed.
D. New York.
Exactly. I always thought it was Hillary Rodham Clinton, D. New York, asterisk. You know?
No, it's D. Cup, New York.
Okay. Now it is. Calling her perhaps a little prematurely, the
Did
first...
Did they get the statue of her off the prow of a ship or something, by the
well,
way?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. They decided that they wanted to put up a sculpture of this important sexual icon. Calling her perhaps prematurely the first woman president, the Museum of Sex has decided to honor the sexual icon from New York with a provocative, unauthorized bust of her bust, among other features. Interestingly, artist Daniel Edwards says that the figure is an accurate rendition based on a candid beach photo of the senator's figure. So now anyone who wants to see what Bill has lost interest in can go visit the museum.
Watch out, Janet Reno.
One hesitates to ask, what other figures are in the same exhibit with Hillary Clinton in the Museum of Sex?
I think there's one of Bill Clinton behind her checking out the other statues.
I was going to say.